Guten Morgen. Wie geht's dir heute? Annyeong haseyo. Onuro toseyo.
Good morning.
You don't know what I'm saying? See, those are foreign languages, aren't they? The first one was what language?
French.
Nope, not French. Shame on you, German. What's the second one? You know this very well, don't you? It's a language I hear often. Annyeonghaseyo, Onul Lotoseyo. Good morning or good day. How are you?
Korean.
Korean. Very good. Good. We'll teach Caden to speak fluent Korean pretty soon. What do you think? Be a great help on the farm. You can talk to the cows in Korean and they'll understand. Really? So why do we have all of these languages? Well, we hear today in the Old Testament lesson that all the people after the flood, they came to this place called Shinar, and they wanted to build a great tower to God to show how great they were. And they all had one language. And God said, you are not to do this. God told them that they were to go through all the world and to populate and live everywhere in the world. But they disobeyed. How many of you always obey your parents? Really, Vince, you always obey mom and dad, do you? Very good. I'll have a talk with mom and dad then. Well, good. So the people were disobedient. They didn't listen to God. So what did God do? Guten Morgen. Wie geht's dir heute? He gave them all different languages so they wouldn't be able to understand each other, and they would have to stop building this tower. And it forced them to go to many different areas of the world. And that's why today we have all these different languages. Now, we would think that God would want us all to understand. But with the different languages, what was God working here? Well, we know today that we have missionaries in many, many different countries. And when those missionaries go to different countries, what do they have to learn? They have to learn the language of that country. So we have a missionary that we've been supporting here, Reverend Bush. He is in Macau, and they speak what language in Macau? Anyone know? What language do they speak over there in China? Anyone know?
Chinese,
very good. Hey, you're all very astute today. You're all listening, that's good. So he had to learn Chinese, but he had to learn Chinese in sign language because he's teaching deaf children the gospel of our Lord Jesus. You know how incredibly hard it is for an English speaker to learn sign language in Chinese? That's a blessing of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we have in our readings today all about language, the different tongues of the world, and how God uses these different languages to proclaim who to all these people. Who are we to proclaim to other people in our language? God, Jesus. We are to proclaim the Holy Gospel to all the people of the world, and God gives people these abilities by the power of the Spirit to speak different languages. Annyeonghaseyo. Onul Lotoseyo. That's about all I know in Korean. Everything else I speak will get me in trouble with my wife, and we don't want that, do we? So, this is why God gave us different languages, so that people could proclaim the gospel of Jesus to other people, no matter where they live. And the languages of the Holy Gospel have gone to all the corners of the world. And this is all by the power of the Holy Spirit, of whom we celebrate the giving of the Holy Spirit today on this day of Pentecost. So with that, let's fold our hands. And let's close our eyes and let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming and saving us. And thank you for the promise of the Holy Spirit, whom you have given to us, even in our baptism. And, O Holy Spirit, we pray that you will continue to work in us, for you do live in us, for we are your temple. And we pray, Holy Spirit, that the gospel will continue to be proclaimed to all people, so that they will all hear and believe and be saved. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks, and we give you thanks, O Lord, in your holy name. Amen. Annyeonghaseyo. That also means goodbye in Korean.